Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May the 31st, 2006. Army arrests three residents from Kabatia village, six arrested and two injured in Balata refugee camp. Meanwhile, army continues shelling eastern and northern areas of the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army arrested three residents from the village of Kabatia during a pre-dawn invasion to the village Wednesday. The arrestees were identified as Zaid Sabahna, 34, Ahmed Sahahna, 24, and Iyad Nazil, 28. The three were arrested after troops stormed the village, firing live rounds and sound bombs at the residents' homes. Soldiers also searched several homes before arresting the three and taking them to unknown locations, villagers said. The Israeli army started a massive military operation in the Balata refugee camp in the West Bank city of Nablus Wednesday morning, where they have already arrested six residents and injured two. Known from the arrestees are Farid Abul Alil, 51, Ayub Abul Alil, Motas Abdullah Al-Al, 17, the wife of Najah Shaheen. All were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses said. Soldiers invaded the camp from several directions and started to fire live rounds and sound bombs at the residents' homes, seriously injuring two youths. The youths were moved to a nearby hospital and no names have been issued, medical sources reported. The Israeli army arrested four residents from villages around the West Bank city of Qalqilya in a pre-dawn invasion to the city on Wednesday. The army targeted Azon and Jiet villages east of the city, where they searched homes and arrested four residents. The arrestees were identified as Mohmen Salim, 20, Malik Salim, 25, Mohammed Ra'in and Mustafa Sadda, 24, local sources reported. The Israeli army artillery continued shelling the eastern and northern areas of the Gaza Strip Wednesday. The shelling targeted residential areas in Beit Lahia and Beit Hanon north of the Strip and Al-Shageya neighbourhood in the east. Several cases of panic-related injuries were reported among the residents, especially among children and women, medical sources reported. Wild pig herds attacked residents' farms east of the West Bank city of Tubas Wednesday at dawn. According to the farmers, the pigs wreaked havoc upon the farms and their livestock, attacking watermelons and other fruit crops, the farmers said. The wild pigs were released by Israeli settlers in an attempt to force the farmers and residents of that area out of their lands and villages. The Israeli army announced on Wednesday that troops found and destroyed a mortar shell in the Masafa Bani Noem area in the West Bank city of Hebron. Troops invaded the area and conducted intensive searches of homes and fields before finding the shell and destroying it, residents said. The shell was Israeli-made, and the army made no arrests before leaving the area, security sources reported. Three residents were arrested during an Israeli army invasion to the West Bank city of Jericho on Wednesday afternoon. Two of the arrestees were identified as Jahed Sawaka and Zakaria Al-Tahan. They were arrested when an undercover army unit stormed a shop in the city centre and took the three to an unknown destination, eyewitnesses said. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.